In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The greatness of Saint Joseph is above that of all the saints and angels. After the Virgin Mary, he is the holiest saint, the one who has been closest to divinity. He has touched with his own hands the God made flesh, and has been able to truly tell him, "You are my son." One of the special privileges granted by God to Saint Joseph, according to some saints, is that of his assumption into heaven, body and soul. This is confirmed by Saint Peter Damian, Saint Bernardino of Siena, Saint Francis de Sales, Saint Alphonsus Liguori, the Venerable Mary of Jesus of Agreda, and others. For what reason? Because Christ is, above all, Redeemer of his parents, whom he loved with a total love, and whom he sanctified with such fullness that he made them a prototype of the rest of the redeemed. Furthermore, because Joseph had a very special universal mission, and because it seems reasonable that the Holy Family, predestined to begin a divine life of the human lineage before all the others, also begin the glorious life of the resurrection before all the others. Saint Peter Damian, who lived from 1007 to 1072, speaks of the Assumption of Saint Joseph in the Sermon on Saint John the Baptist. The Venerable Bernardino de Bustis reports that while Saint Bernardino of Siena was preaching in the city of Padua in 1444 on the Assumption of Joseph, body and soul, into heaven, they saw on the head of the holy preacher a cross like gold, dazzling, giving off enchanting rays of light. He was saying the following: "One must devoutly believe, but not affirm as of faith, that the most benign Jesus, Son of the living God, with equal privilege, adorned his adoptive father as his most holy mother. And that just as, when the most holy Virgin died, he took her body and soul to heaven, so on the day that Jesus was resurrected, he took with him the just patriarch Saint Joseph, with the glory of the resurrection, so that just as that holy family, namely Christ, Mary, and Joseph, lived together on earth a laborious life and in accordance with grace, so with loving glory they may reign in heaven in body and soul." Saint Leonard of Port Maurice affirms, "Saint Joseph, when he died, was transported to the Empyrean body and soul by a particular privilege noted in the Proverbs, 'All those in his house are dressed in a double stole,' that is to say, those of the family of the strong woman, or of the Virgin Mary, wear a double stole, the sacred interpreters understanding by double stole the glorification of the soul and the body." The Venerable Mary of Jesus of Agreda, who lived from 1602 to 1665, says, "On the day of the resurrection, with all beauty and glory, our Savior rose from the tomb, and in the presence of the saints and patriarchs, promised the human lineage the universal resurrection, as effect of his, on the very flesh and body of each one of the mortals, and that in his the righteous would be glorified. As pledges of this promise, and as hostages of the universal resurrection, he commanded his majesty to the souls of many saints who were there, to join their bodies and resurrect them to immortal life. Immediately, this divine empire was executed, and the bodies resurrected, anticipating the mystery Matthew refers to in chapter 27, verse 52. And among them were Saint Anne, Saint Joseph, and Saint Joachim, and others of the ancient fathers and patriarchs, who were more distinguished in the faith and hope of the Incarnation, and with greater eagerness they desired it and asked the Lord. And in return for these works, the resurrection and glory of their bodies were brought before them." Saint Francis de Sales says, "We must not doubt in any way that this glorious saint enjoys much credit in heaven before the one who favored him so much, to the point of elevating him there in body and soul, which is all the more probable since no relic remains of him on earth. And it seems to me that no one can doubt this, Because how could he, who was obedient to him throughout his life, deny Saint Joseph this grace? And if it is true, which we must believe, that by virtue of the most holy sacrament that we receive, our bodies will resurrect on the day of judgment, how can we doubt that he made the glorious Saint Joseph rise with him to heaven, body and soul, who had the honor and had received the grace to carry him so often in his arms, in which our Lord took so much pleasure? There is therefore no doubt that Saint Joseph is in heaven, body and soul. How happy we would be if we deserved to have a part in his holy intercessions, because nothing is denied, neither by Our Lady nor by her glorious husband. It is interesting to note that Pope St. John XXIII, in the homily delivered on the Feast of the Ascension on May 26, 1960, on the occasion of the canonization of St. Gregorio Barbarigo, he expressed his personal opinion that St. Joseph is in heaven in body and soul, and he put it forth as acceptable opinion. He literally said in Italian, "Così pimenti noi possiamo credere," meaning in English, "so we can piously believe." Of course, the Assumption of St. Joseph is not a dogma of faith, but we hope that it will be in the not-too-distant future. On Ash Wednesday, February 16, 1575, St. Teresa of Jesus, also known as Teresa of Avila, went accompanied by two priests to a convent in Bias de Segura, a town in the province of Jaén in Spain. They celebrated Ash Wednesday in the parish, and Sister Ana de Jesus, an eyewitness to the events of that day, says, "In Sierra Morena, a mountain range in Spain, the carters lost their way, so they did not know where they were going. Our Mother Teresa of Jesus ordered us, the eight nuns who went with her, to pray to God and to our Father Saint Joseph to guide us, because the driver said that we were lost and that they could not find a way out of some very high cliffs where we were going. And at the time that Saint Teresa of Jesus sent us what was said, a man who in his voice seemed old said, 'Stop, stop, you're lost and you're going to fall if you pass that way.' And at this voice, we stopped, and the priests and lay people who were with us began to listen and ask, 'Father, what way do we have to get out of the strait in which we are?' He told them to go to a location that we all saw that miraculously the carts had been able to cross that way. Some wanted to go look for the one who had warned us, and Saint Teresa of Jesus told us with great devotion and tears, 'I don't know why we let them go. He was my father, Saint Joseph, and they won't find him.' And so it was that they returned, saying that they had not been able to find a trace of him, although they had reached the depth from where the voice sounded." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.